Hello and welcome to Bring Jesus to the Table, where our glass of wine is just fine. I'm your host, Christina McCaleb, and together we're on a journey to explore faith, purpose, and a whole lot of laughter. Let's dive in. Hi, my name is Christina, and I'm petty. I'm super petty, and that is not a good thing. That is something that I am constantly working on trying to get better at. But when it's time to be petty, it's hard to make a decision to not do it. It really is. My husband is super petty. It is notorious. Sometimes I say, you know what? It's not even worth it because I know he's going to try to get back at me. He's going to do it. And it's going to be good. And then I have to get back. So it's like a never-ending cycle of pettiness until one person just says, you know what? Enough is enough. Stop being petty. Then it's like, then you stop being petty. Okay, then let us stop being petty. A few weeks ago, we got into a little, it wasn't an argument, but it was, there were some words exchanged. And then there was silence for the weekend. So the petty behavior began. I didn't start it, though. I didn't. But I found myself doing several things that I should not have done. And the thing is that in my mind, the Lord was like, don't do it. Don't shake up his pop and put it back in the refrigerator. Don't hide his keys. So I didn't hide his keys. I just took them and left and stayed gone for a while. But that still wasn't right. Don't eat his snacks. Don't hide the remote control because you know he's going to be looking for it. Don't cook for yourself, Christina. Make some for your husband too. Mm-mm. I didn't do that. Nope. Oh, he got these socks in here, huh? I'm doing the laundry. I match the socks and put them in his drawer. I'll take a sock and put it under the bed or something else so he can't find matching socks. I'll use up all the hot water in the shower, knowing good and well, because I can take a long shower on purpose. But this time I did it to run out all the hot water just so he couldn't have any, because I knew he was going to have to take a shower after me sometime. So yeah, things like that. And the thing is that I've done so many things that I can't think about it right. I can't think about all of them right now because I'm not in that zone to do. But when the moment comes, oh man, the ideas are like, boom, boom, boom. They're there. Ain't that sad? And you know it's sad because you do it too. You do it too. I am not the only one. I know some of y'all petty. Once the smoke cleared and we were good, I began to think about what could I have done to stop all of that from happening. I could have apologized, even though at the time I didn't know why I would be the one to apologize. But later on, I realized that I was the problem. I did initiate the bottom line for the problem. But I didn't know that then. But I still could have apologized just to be the bigger person. And I didn't do that. I could have given him a hug because hugs do fix things. But I didn't do any of that. Matter of fact, when he stormed out, I got in the shower, put some clothes on, and I left at 5:30 in the morning, thinking I was going to go to somebody's coffee shop, and it didn't open for an hour. So I ended up just sitting at the grocery store before it opened, watching the workers go in, watching them lock the door behind them. And I just waited there until the coffee shop opened up and I stayed there and just thought and stayed there for an hour and went back home like, I'm going to apologize and make this right. And when I got home, I went into the room that he was in and I stood there trying to find the best words to say to apologize. And then he said, I don't want to talk to you right now. Leave me alone. Go away. Then I was triggered again and the pettiness turned back on. It was a wrap at that point. that type of activity happened twice where I'm like, okay, I'm still going to go and apologize. And I couldn't because he was the reason for the pettiness. Romans 12:20-21 says, our scriptures tell us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person lunch. Or if he's thirsty, get him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. Don't let evil get the best of you. Get the best of evil by doing good. So how many of y'all have perfected that scripture? I really like to know. If you're on my social media, inbox me and let me know how you've mastered that scripture, because I need some help. I'm not there. I'm not there yet. I am a total work in progress with that, and I know it. But I think I'm getting a little bit better. I delete emails before I send them, because I know I shouldn't send them, because I be listening to the Holy Spirit when he says, don't send that email, Christina. I'll finish typing it all the way to the period. I'll take that enter button, and I'll like slowly just kind of, little bit lower. You know they need to know. You know they need to know this. Christina, delete that. I'll do that, okay? So that is a baby step for me, is not ignoring the Holy Spirit. We ask all the time, Lord, speak to me. Lord, talk to me. Just give me something. Give me a sign. Oh, if you could just let me know, and he does it, and you don't listen. So I had to start listening. But like I said, I'm not there yet. Growing up, my mom would make jingles to get us to memorize Bible scriptures. And this morning, this scripture was in my head as the jingle. Okay, I can't even say this scripture without doing the jingle. Thanks, Mom. It's submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's the scripture. The jingle is resist yourself, therefore, to God. Therefore, to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. He will flee from you. That's my mom with five daughters mimicking what she said to memorize a scripture. We thought it was fun back then, and we was into it. I forgot all about that until this morning. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The enemy knows our weaknesses. He knows. It's like a cycle. You ever realize that you do the same thing over and over and over? And you're like, man, why can't I ever do right? Well, I keep messing up right here. Because he knows what makes you tick. He knows what makes me tick. It's going to be a challenge. But I'm up for the challenge because I feel that there is something more for me. The Lord has something in store for me, and I feel it, and it's near. And in order for me to get to that, I have to conquer this pettiness, this feeling of getting back at someone just because they hurt my feelings, just because they did it to me. I really have to conquer that because the level that he's taking me, it's going to be a lot of that happening. But I cannot get back. I have to forgive those that say things about me or mistreat me. I have to provide grace, 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 grace. It's undeserving, but we get it, so we should give it. I have to do that. Love, serving, no matter what. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And at this point, I'm sick of getting whooped. I'm sick of these whoopings, this punishment, because I decide to do it my way. I'm kind of tired of it. Enough is enough. I was always baffled when my grandmother would be mistreated and she would do nothing about it. She wouldn't say anything. There was no reaction. outside of just praying for them. She literally bust out in prayer right at that moment of being mistreated. And I could not understand it for the life of me. I would get so angry and felt like, okay, I'll handle it then. But she would tell me, don't say or do anything, Christina. Don't do it. It's not your battle. The Lord will handle it. I didn't get it. My mom, similar, not as my grandmother was at that time, but I think she is now. But my mom would be mistreated. And she would just have the right words to say that was still embodied with love. I want those characteristics. Starting today, I am going to journal my experiences with the opportunities of being petty, and I do not do it, okay? I'm going to do it. I don't know. But this is a process, right? So I am going to journal my daily activity in regards to that, and we'll come back, eventually circle back and see if there is any progress, okay? Because this is really a challenge for me. And I feel like if this can be conquered, if I can get better, much better with this, it'd be such an awesome testimony for others. Because I am not the only one. And I really want to help people with this, but I have to help myself first, right? Jesus, make me more like you. Please get rid of any behaviors or thought patterns that don't reflect your character or heart for people. Make me bold, brave, and courageous, but keep me humble, kind, and gentle. Let the way I live reflect your hope and love. And when the opportunity arises, help me to share my faith with genuine joy. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today's episode of Bring Jesus to the Table. We hope you enjoyed listening and gained some valuable insight and inspiration. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave us a review to help others discover our podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back soon with another exciting episode of Bring Jesus to the Table. Until then, may your faith guide you, your purpose inspire you, and may laughter light up your life. See you next time.